offer so many extra benefits, we had to get a professional to help list them all.
Wellness incentive of up to, do I hear $50? $50.
Wow, he's still going. No wonder more federal employees choose Blue than any other health coverage. To get extra benefits at no extra cost, call 1-800-411-BLUE or visit fepblue.org/MO before open season ends December 10th.
And Audio Health Library. Sold!
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
See trees of green.
You know the Louis Armstrong kick today.
Red roses too. I see them.
Beyond, you can jump in with the part, and I think to myself, here it comes, ready to take it.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Can't get enough of it. That one kind of reminds me of that. You're going to get emails now. More Satchmo. More Satchmo.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I know firsthand how that works when you do something. You throw something out there and you have no idea it's going to catch fire. For example, this email.
Yeah, Sean Connery, right?
Well, yeah, that's very good. Here's what it says, Frank. Just heard the last part of your Sean Connery in the line from The Untouchables. Could you please do that again? I will be listening between 3 and 5 tomorrow, which would came in yesterday, which would be today. Well, my goodness, look what time it is.
Wow.
Oh, okay. They pull a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone. They can't get enough.
Who sent that? Hey, can somebody give me a hand with all this talent?
Who sent that email?
Jill Recatone.
Recatone?
Jill Recatone from Shoveltown.
Wow.
Thank you, Jill.
We're number one at Shoveltown, I think.
Here's one. Dear Frank, sometimes I hear you do your Sean Connery from The Untouchables, but I don't know if I speak for others. Sometimes hearing it once is not enough. Have you ever thought of doing it twice within the same half hour, maybe even within 5 minutes? Well,
who
no,
sent
but...
that?
Huh?
Who sent that?
Guilford Picklenook. Guilford Picklenook from Millstadt, Illinois.
Man.
Oh, okay. They pull a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way, and that's how you get Capone.
Wow.
Wow. That's it. No more, please.
Yeah, please.
I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna just keep doing that.
Man.
You can only do so much.
No more emails.
We're going to go to the phones now, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550. KTRS, where Steve is standing by in the imaginary green room. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Frank. AM and a PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
How can we help you?
I just got a question. I don't know if y'all heard about this lady that packed up some things and took it to the Goodwill, and she happened to have some thousands of dollars.
I saw that story, yeah.
And I was just kind of curious. Is it me, or do you think that all these other people that tried to get that money shouldn't be prosecuted?
I don't know the whole story.
The workers gave it back to them, right?
The Goodwill, right. The Goodwill people?
Yeah, they
well,
found
who was it that tried to keep the money?
there was like 14 other people that tried to claim the money.
Oh, who came forward and said, that's my.
Right, right. Yeah. And that, to me, I just seemed like that was either a conspiracy or perjury or something.
Well, you're right. It ought to be. They're scumbags. And I don't think it's against the law to be a scumbag. Now, the problem you have is you can't prosecute, I don't think, because they haven't committed a crime. They're liars and they're scum, but they're not criminals because you can't. What, in other words, what's the crime? They didn't steal anything. They're just liars. And we talked about this yesterday. It's not against the law to lie unless you do it in front of Congress or under oath. You can lie all day long, and it's not a crime, so they can't be prosecuted. But I think that there ought to be a way to tell the public, in other words, put out a list of the names of these people. Here are the people who tried to take this poor woman's money. Shame them. That's what we could do, but we never will because we're too easy on people. But I think that, you know, it's like people that are made to walk on the street with a sign going, I killed somebody when I was drunk, and the judge says, you're going to have to walk up and down the street and let people know you're a drunk driver. I think there ought to be a way that you just shame these people and saying, here are the names of the people that that tried to wrongly claim this money. I agree with you, but it's not a crime.
They took up time in court, and, you know, a judge had to make a decision on that. And, you know, they're eating up our tax dollars like that as well.
Yeah, they have to repay that, too. But it's funny to me that those people just sort of seem to skate for whatever reason. But I agree.
We let it go anymore.
Yeah, we do. I agree with you. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I see the name that's next on the screen, and
sorry. You all right?
Well, I used to work with a guy with the same name as this.
Yeah?
But I'm pretty sure he passed away. Dan, you remember Jim Cox?
Oh, I do. He was a great guy.
He sure was.
Yeah.
And here's a guy with the same name. And,
wow.
He's dead?
Well, he has to be, because if he were living, he'd be so old.
He was pretty old back then.
Yeah, he was. Oh, yeah, he was old when he was singing They Call the Wind Mariah.
Yeah.
As part of the old KUSA road shows. But good to hear of a guy with the same name. Jim Cox, how are you?
I knew him well, and I didn't know he'd passed away.
What can we do for you there, Jim?
Well,
Whoa, hang on a second. Dan, I think this actually is Jim Cox. He's still alive.
Whoa. Hallelujah.
Unbelievable.
That's a miracle.
In his 90s or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Well, that's impolite to ask age. Jim, how are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
Magnificent.
Well, what prompts this call?
Well, I was in the car a while ago and heard you talking about one of your sponsors, Schaefer Auto Body.
Mm-hmm.
We bought a pre-owned 3/4-ton diesel pickup truck a few months ago, so we could haul a 30-foot fifth-wheel travel trailer around.
Whoa. Big boy truck.
You know, yeah. And I said it was pre-owned. I should have put new tires on it before we left on a trip. But I didn't. Trying to save a buck. You remember how cheap I was.
Oh, yeah,
I
you're was. Cheap, all right. Yeah. I do remember that.
Well, we had a blowout on the front left tire about 3 days after we left on our trip back in August. And, of course, big tires. And when that sucker blew, it tore the front left fender almost totally off.
Oh, yeah. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. So, anyway, we were in South Dakota when that... Anyway, South Dakota when it happened, we called the tow truck, and he was... he sold me 4 new tires.
Of course he did.
But he was also able to kind of tie the fender back so that we could continue the trip. So anyway, we get home, we report
it to our
insurance company. That's
fine. Yeah.
Reported it to our insurance company. And I thought this was unusual. They recommended a body shop. And it happened to be Schaefer. Now, that's got to say something nice for the company.
That's not unusual at all. We've heard that several times from people. That happens a lot.
Is that right? Well, when I showed up at the Webster Groves location, I told them I kind of name dropped. I said I was a personal friend of Frank O'Pinion.
Well, that's stretching things a little bit.
Wow.
Kind of stretching the truth a little bit, but that's okay.
Co-worker, maybe.
Yeah, former co-worker, maybe.
Well, Mike, the manager there, said, well, that's too bad, but we won't hold it against you. So.
Oh.
See, Jim never was much for on comedy when he was in there. He was never known. He was never known as a funny guy. He was known as a guy who takes forever to tell a story.
Yeah.
That was one of the charming things about Jim. Well, Jim, I appreciate the testimonial. And now Steve Schaefer and the Schaefer people have had two commercials for the price of one. I'm going to have to bill them for that. How are you? You okay?
I'm just fine. And well, may I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. You know who you see? He sounds a little like Johnny Carson.
Yeah, he does.
A little like Carson or somebody doing a good Carson impression.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Hey, use Keyblade for me before I hang up, would you?
I'm sorry?
Would you say happy Thanksgiving to me in Sling Blade fashion?
Well,
Sling Blade.
You know, one time, many years ago, I used to work on a show. It was a station, not a show. KUSA. Yep. And there was a guy on there named Jim Cox. He was the oldest one of us. Everybody else was pretty young, but he was old, and he could sing. He sang Mariah. They called him Mariah. He was a good man. He was a newsman. I thought he was dead, but he's not. He just called in here. He's alive. I'm going to say this. Happy Thanksgiving, Jim.
Hey, that guy that Carl worked for in the movie Sling Blade, his last name was Cox.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jim. Always good to hear from you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Jim Cox. How about that? He's still got the voice.
Yeah, he does.
He's still, even in that tent with that tin can telephone, whatever that thing, whatever that thing was, you can still, when a guy has a great voice, it still comes through. Even he was talking on one of those Progresso soup cans or something.
Yeah.
Evan is here. Hello, Evan.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. Hey, amen, PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I was going to ask you, what your local news station, which one do you watch?
I watch 4.
Oh, okay. Have you seen the new hottie that they've got on the evening?
Yes, she's from Cleveland or Cincinnati, somewhere in Ohio. This is the gal who Vicky's replacement, and this is the gal who took part in the nude photo session.
I've seen her.
But it was one of those. It was one of these goofy artists who goes, okay, I'm going to call this art, and I'm going to get 5,000 people to all take their clothes off, and it'll be a big group. She participated in that to be part of the story. I don't think that's that big a deal. But yes, I know who you're talking about. You like her?
Oh God! The first time I was flipping through the news, and I normally watch 4 in the morning and then 5 in the evening, and I was flipping through and I saw her, and it was funny because the first time I've seen her on the news. And they're, Larry Connors is her little cohort there, and he does a little cutaway for the, thanks for watching News 4. And she just looks at him, but it was with a look like, it was funny because he's old, and he's old, and she's this young, hot-looking thing, and she just looked at him with eyes like, I want you, and it was just funny, but it was, the first time I saw her, she's hot.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the news business has become, and this is a good thing. You ever watch Fox or CNN? And all these chicks look like they could have been former Victoria's Secret models or something, and they're smart. They're lawyers, Megyn Kelly and these people, and this gal Robin Mead on CNN. They're smoking hot, and they're smart. I don't know where they go to find these women, but thank goodness they do. Is there anything else we can help you with, Evan?
No, that's it. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Evan. Thank you for the call. Off we go to Mike. How are you, Mike?
Hi, Frank.
Good. How are you?
Still kicking, but not as high.
No, never heard that before. That's a new one.
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
I saw some on TV this morning. It really, really made my blood boil.
Okay.
I don't know where it was. I didn't get the beginning of it, but these police officers made a raid on this meth lab.
Yeah.
And this one police officer, I guess that the pump was running, it resisted, and he beat the living crap out of him. Which is, they should do to all them pumps.
Well, I don't know that I disagree with you.
And I don't know, it came to trial, and the police officer is going to be sentenced to 5 years in prison.
Well, of course he is, because we made it impossible for cops to do their jobs.
Yeah.
We're all screwed up when it comes to that.
And that's not the main thing. This punk that he beat up, is suing him now.
Well, sure he is. Of course he is. That's the way it works.
That's what's wrong with our judicial system.
Yeah, that's just one little thing.
Thank God I'm not a police officer.
No, I could never be a cop.
They'd take my gun away. And they don't have nightsticks anymore. They got these wands.
Yeah, they're called, and this sounds dirty, but it's not. They're called aspatons, ASP. It's a metal collapsible baton, and it's a piece of steel. And you get hit with it, you know you've been hit with it. They used to use those blackjack billy club things. These things are steel.
Well, I'm an old guy, almost 80. In the old days, they used to use these big, thick nightsticks.
Right. Yeah, this is much better. These are much better. Thank you for the call, Mike.
Huh?
Thank you for the call.
Oh, okay. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks,
to
Mike.
You.
Thanks, Mike.
God bless.
You too. Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Now, let me stop and make a point that I think everybody should observe. There's Mike, 80 years old, sounded maybe 50 or 60,
yeah.
Not listening to the voice of Del Mar Gardens, chooses rather to stay young by listening to the Fountain of Youth station, the large morning show in the afternoon.
Yeah. Fountain of Youth.
Maybe that'll be our alternate name, Large Morning Show in the Afternoon of the Fountain of Youth. Let's move to Matt. Matt, how are you?
Hello?
Yes, Matt, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you, AM and the PM?
Thank you. I may have skipped Paul. We'll get back to him eventually. How can we help you, Matt?
Paul's gone.
So is my daughter. She's AM and the PM, too.
Well, that's good. That's good to know.
I just got a little story back when I worked at a gas station. We'd have to work on Thanksgiving, and we always were like, well, what do you guys, you know, all the crew would get together and who wanted to work, you know, so if they had family or something that they would work, and I was right out of high school, so I'd always work because they'd pay you double time.
I know exactly what you're talking. I used to do the same thing.
Yeah, and then my mom would bring us up a plate, you know, food and stuff, and she'd sneak up a couple Bloody Marys. Although we weren't 21, we'd still have a couple Bloody Marys, and we'd pump gas and take naps, and, you know, and we'd work, and it wasn't that big a deal, and the people that came in that, you know, got full service, they'd always tip us, and, you know, that's the type of service that needs to be done on Thanksgiving, not this BS about Walmart and getting, you know.
Well, I said the other day, there are two things about being open on Thanksgiving that could turn it into a positive. One, there are a lot of people who aren't off on Friday, and this is their day off to go do their shopping and kind of get ready for the holidays, and that's fine, I get that. But those stores that are open ought to be only staffed by people who volunteer and want to work because there's incentive to do it, double or triple time. And I got news for you. They'd have plenty of people because there are a lot of people like I was when I was 18, 19, who'd have jumped at the chance, as I did, to work holidays because I wanted the cash. I wanted
That's
the money.
Me too.
Yeah, they're out there. I just don't believe in forcing people who have kids and families to come in and work. Go give that work to the people who really want the extra money and pay them well for it. You'll still make plenty of money.
Exactly. And our boss even said if you wanted to close down one of the, you know, one of the outside pumps or something, you know, go ahead and do that. Just, you know, he just wanted to be open just in case somebody had, you know, needed gas or smokes or whatever, you know. And
sure.
We were 24 hours back then, but he only opened from 7 to 11. Then he closed, you know, at nighttime. So, and he even said, if you guys don't want to work, that's fine. We'll, you know, we'll either close it down or whatever. I'm just giving you the opportunity to make a little extra money.
Yeah, good for him. Matt, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too. All right, I got behind. I was supposed to come out and do an American Patriot beer commercial, and I got carried away with listeners because I love listener calls. You got to know that, folks. Mm-hmm. I love it when you call here. But we're going to talk a little beer talk here. Not only am I not an expert on beer and have consumed some, but certainly not as much as lots of people in my life. I don't even know. If I ask you what hops is, what is that, Peon? What's hops?
Oh, I know. It comes from a seed, and it grows. It's almost like wheat.
Yeah, but what is it?
It's like barley. I don't know.
What's the difference between it and wheat and barley and whatever?
I have no idea.
Dan, do you know?
Nope.
No. I don't either. And you hear that term, only the finest hops and barley and wheat. We did learn that lager, because American Patriot is a lager, means that in the process of brewing, it's a cold brewing process, that it's filtered and brewed under cold conditions, and I don't know what the opposite of that is. What's a beer that's not a lager? What's it called? I don't know. Here's what I do know. I had a glass of wine last night, and I didn't like it. I had one about five nights before that. I rarely drink, you know, a couple nights a week, I'll take a glass of wine or half glass of wine, and I'll have a beer on occasion. But I know what I like and I don't like, and I don't know any more than that. And I don't know that you have to. All that matters to anybody is you taste it, and do you like it or do you not like it? And sometimes conditions will determine that. If you're hot and it's really cold, the beer, and it's in a frosted mug, which is the way I like to drink it, and there are people who don't, they like it not quite that cold, you're going to taste it with a meal before or after, and you're going to go, yeah, I like it. Or you're going to think, well, this is bitter, and I don't ever want to buy this again. American Patriot Beer. I'm getting more response and emails about this beer than I ever, ever would have imagined I would get. And I think I've had one email from somebody that said, no, I like, in fact, they did say, I like a heavier, darker beer. Okay. There are people that like to drink that motor oil or that stuff that looks like motor oil. I'm not one of those people. If you like, and it's overused, this terminology, if you like clean, crisp, smooth, not bitter, no aftertaste, you are going to love American Patriot Beer. And also, if you like the idea, and we're rapidly approaching a time when there aren't going to be a hand, but a handful of products you can say this about. Conceived in America, produced in America, bottled in America, marketed and packaged in America. Truly an American product, American Patriot Beer. We used to be able to brag about that with a big beer company in St. Louis. Now it's a Belgian beer company. So if you like that idea, and even if you do, what really matters more than anything else is, do you like the taste of the beer? And is it reasonably priced? And the answer to the pricing is yes, it is. And I hope the answer to do you like it will be yes, but I want you to at least try it and let me know what you think about American Patriot Beer. If they don't have it where you shop, then demand creates supply. And if you keep saying, when will you get American Patriot Beer? And if enough of you do it in enough places, guess what? Before you know it, there's going to be American Patriot Beer all over the place. Every beer had to start small, had to start locally in one market and branch out from there. How long it'll take, I don't know, but it's a good product. I hope they're able to maintain and make enough money to keep growing and keep growing, because I happen to like this American brewed, American bottled. I like the idea, and I love the name, and I like the beer. And again, you don't go by me because I'm not a beer expert. American Patriot. You can find out more about their story at AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
Well, afternoon traffic's been crazy the past couple days. Let's see how things are looking right now with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Yeah, it's pretty much starting that way again. We've got a vehicle fire that's on northbound Hanley, just a little bit north of Highway 64 that's got a lane block. So you've got a long backup behind that. Westbound 64 jamming up from about, actually, you're approaching Kings Highway, and that goes through McCausland. You've got that usual slowdown between 270 and Maryville Center. Downtown, northbound 55 is at Park. Once you get over the bridge, I don't know where all this traffic's coming from, but it is jammed up from Tudor Overpass up through to Highway 64. At that merge. Southbound 55, we're looking pretty good from downtown through Highway 270. And look at westbound 70, it's slowing 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanksgiving Day. You're invited to Thanksgiving with the Kilcoins.
Martin Kilcoin here. Wait a minute. Thanksgiving at my house? This must have been in the contract. I got to start reading this stuff. Yeah, we're opening the doors. The Kilcoin house? Never know who's going to stop by. Special friends, special traditions. We'll have stuffing and dressing. Or is that the same thing? I'm so confused. It's going to be a fun day, though. Spend your turkey day with us.
Thanksgiving with the Kilcoins. Begins Thursday morning at 10 a.m. on the Big 550. Brought to you by American Patriot Beer. Taking America back one beer at a time.
Planning on popping the big question this holiday season? Maybe you just want some jewelry under the tree for Christmas. Well, I'm here to tell you about my friends at Old Webster Jewelers on Main Street in Webster Groves. After 46 years in the business, the family is closing the doors. And that means special pricing for you and me. Up to 70%, everything must go by Christmas. Old Webster Jewelers has wedding bands, colored stones, engagement rings, pearls, diamond earrings, pendants, gold bands, all priced to sell up to 70% off. They're open 7 days a week, and they're open at 10 a.m. during the sale. By Christmas, everything must be out of the door. Up to 70% off at Old Webster Jewelers on Main Street in Webster Groves. 314-961-8300. Up to 70% off just in time for you to pop that question or that special someone for the holiday season. Old Webster Jewelers, 70% going out of business sale starts now.
What a great game. Only a few minutes to go.
Hey, we're going to win this one, just like I won with my mortgage.
What do you mean?
Rates are still at historic lows, and I was able to refinance my mortgage before it was too late.
Really?
You need to contact American Equity Mortgage before the clock runs out.
Wait a minute.
Aren't you?
Just remember, AmericanEquity.com. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Take advantage of these historically low rates before it's too late. Call us today to find out how you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on your mortgage. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-966-5583. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-966-5583. That's 1-800-966-5583. 1-800-966-5583.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure the Rosetta Stone method is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before, and it was always too hard.
This is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. It even comes in 30 languages. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking in a new language in less than 15 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 15 minutes?
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-4010. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. For your free demo, call now. 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
Problem. Your skin is dry. Your throat is scratchy. And yow! Static Shock. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable humidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air humidifier, you get the perfect amount of soothing moisture in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it and, it's comfortable, it's healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Hoffman Brothers Heating and Air Conditioning, serving the St. Louis Metro, or visit HoffmanBROS.com.
Hi, Mike Kelly here for West County Nissan. Save thousands off of all new Nissans now during the model year-end blowout. 4,000 off Sentras, 8,000 off Muranos, 9,000 off Maximus, 12,000 off Armadas. Plus, drive home the totally redesigned 2013 Altima and get 4,000 off now. Get to the all-new West County Nissan and take it to the house this weekend. For more, go to WestCountyNissan.com. In lieu of all rebates and incentives, financing through NMAC.
Going out tonight?
Officer McNabb here, reminding you to check your rearview mirrors. For me, Officer McNabb. You see, Officer McNabb has two goals this time of year. Arrest drunk drivers and keep them off our streets. If you're driving under the influence, I will pursue you. I will arrest you. And I will help prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Arrive alive. Brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
We are just moments away from Joe Hipperson and the Tuesday releases. He's normally in the studio, but he's not in the studio today. I understand he's on the telephone. I need to talk to you about where I go to the dentist and where I've gone to the dentist for 39 years. I believe March, I'll hit the 40-year mark.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was either March or April of 1973 that I made my first trip into Ballast Dental Care. And I was nervous, as unfortunately a lot of people are every time they go to the dentist, but I was nervous because I'd never been there before. I didn't know them, they didn't know me, never been there, didn't know what it was going to be like. Well, here's what it was like. 39 years later, almost 40, I still go there, and it's the only place I've ever gone. I don't want to go to another dentist's office. Dr. Haynes, Dr. Olivier, Dr. Watanabe, Mary, Lisa, everybody in that office, Tricia. It's one of those places where you just feel comfortable. Now, if you say to yourself, I don't care how comfortable you feel, I'm freaked out, and I need, I've heard about the sedation dentistry, and I need sedation dentistry. I know I need it. Well, if that, in fact, is true, that you need to be sedated before they do the dental work, if I got good news for you. For the month of November, which we're now more than halfway through, you call and make an appointment. The sedation dentistry, the sedation part of it, which normally is $285, because your AM and the PM, there will be no charge for the sedation. That little pill is going to be free. And you just save $285. I would pick up the phone, go online, and call them, if not today, certainly tomorrow, and get an appointment and get in there. Tell them your AM and the PM. We appreciate that. They appreciate it. And I don't know what else to tell you. I 39 years, I know what I'm talking about this place. You can say goodbye to fear of going to the dentist after one trip to Ballast Dental Care. And I know there are other clinics and dental offices on the air now saying the same thing. They heard for years me talk about Ballast Dental Care, so they're trying to copycat us. Well, they're not Ballast Dental Care. They may have great equipment, but they can't possibly have the same staff. Sedation Dentistry, $285, the sedation. No charge through the month of November. Call, get an appointment with Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Tip to be square.
Oh, yes, it is. Tip to be square. Joe Hipperson's with us, courtesy of Auric. Well, he's not with us. He's on the phone today. We'll find out what that's all about, courtesy of Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers, where, yes, they have great vacuum cleaners, including the new Miele vacuum cleaner, but a lot of other great products, too. I told you a few weeks ago I bought a tremendous heater, space heater. It's beautiful, and it's efficient, and it puts out a lot of great heat. Auric, tell them your AM and the PM. Here is Joe Hipperson.
Yes.
So what happened today that you're not in the studio?
I am en route to pick up my kids so we can have an epic, hip Thanksgiving. We have a little bit of an extended stay together, so I'm pretty stoked. And the way the traffic's working out, it just I apologize, Frank, for phoning this one in.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Let's just hope you keep a good cell signal. What's out today?
All right, in the music world, Coldplay Live 2012 is out, if you guys still dig Coldplay. AC/DC Live at River Plate. Kid Rock has got an album that Rolling Stone is actually saying is good, which I've never used the word good and Kid Rock in the same sentence, but if you like him, Rebel Soul is available today. The greatest hits of Kelly Clarkson can finally be yours on CD today. I don't know. How do you feel about Rihanna, Frank? Do you have any
age
on Rihanna?
I don't like her.
Okay. Well, she's got a new album, and I guess you won't be buying it, but some people might. It's called Talk That Talk. On the DVD end of things, a TV show I have yet to watch. Everybody says it's awesome. it just looks a little bit too Dungeons and Dragons for me. Game of Thrones season one on Blu-ray. Have you guys checked that out?
Oh my!
No,
wife
I've heard
watches
about it too, but yeah.
And that's the one with that. And forgive me, midget on it.
That's a little person.
Yes. Okay, whatever.
Dwarf.
Yeah, she watches it. No, I can't take it.
It just looks too medieval, and it. Just, I mean,
thank
you.
Yeah.
What do they call that, Frank, where you go and you eat and you're watching, like, you know, old medieval stuff and your waitress is called a wench? You know what I'm talking about?
Medieval Times or Dolly Parton has a place in Branson.
There's a place in St. Louis like that, too.
It was called Medieval Times, I think.
No, I'd know it if I heard it. But, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And here, I always say this. Any show or series where they use either one of these terms, Your Grace or Me Lord,
yeah,
I'm out.
They don't give you utensils either. You have to eat with your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what is that? And you probably pay a premium. You probably pay a premium so that you can't use silverware. It doesn't make any sense.
What a great business deal, though.
Yeah. Mm. Ancient Aliens Season 4 is out today. Different Strokes Season 4 is also out today. The Duelists. This is a movie that came out in 1977. It is the reason that Ridley Scott got the gig to direct the first Alien movie, The Duelist, starring Harvey Keitel, out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Complete Series Collection, 19 DVDs for $80 is available today as well. Tarantino Double X. This is an 8-film Blu-ray box set. Features Pulp Fiction, Jackie Brown, Inglourious Basterds, Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill, Volumes 1 and 2, Death Proof, and True Romance. It's a 10-disc collection, 8 films, all on Blu-ray. You can find it online for about $69.99.
I just thought of it. The Royal Dump. That was the name of the place in St. Louis.
Wasn't it?
No, it was the Royal Dump.
Royal Dump.
And you know, winches would come around, and I just thought of it.
Oh my God! All right. Oh, hey, and just because I think Sylvester Stallone is one of the greatest actors of all time. I've got to make sure I give love. The Expendables 2 finally out on DVD. Very excited about that.
I haven't seen either of them yet.
Not only are you excited, Stallone's excited because I talked to him about it. I said, "You excited about this?" Here's what he said.
Yo, you know, it's great. It's out, you know, the DVD and stuff. I said, yo, Adrian, yeah, it's out.
Frank, have you seen either of them so far?
No.
They already started casting for the third one, and Nicolas Cage has officially signed off for The Expendables 3. And
of
do you know
who Sylvester
Stallone is in negotiations with right now?
No.
Clint Eastwood and Harrison Ford.
Wow. Oh, you'll have... Joe, you just may vibrate through the movie chair the whole...
I might explode if David Duchovny joins the cast. And last but not least. Alright, so a few years back at the O2 Arena, a magic event went down. It was the reunion of Led Zeppelin, and forever, fans like myself, they're looking for the greatest bootleg of it. They never released anything from it. Everybody's been trying to sell bootleg this and everything else. Finally, it is officially released from Led Zeppelin. It is called Celebration Day. It is a 4-disc box set where you get the concert on Blu-ray, you get the double album, you get everything, downloadable digital content. It is brilliant. It is amazing. Led Zeppelin, probably top 5 greatest rock groups of all time, in my humble opinion. Definitely pick up Celebration Day and send it to me for Christmas. That will do it for me. I'll talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson, 3550 KPRS on Entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe, for that muddled and muddy close.
Swallow the song.
Almost intelligible and understandable. Joe Hipperson, brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Bill Cleveland will join us shortly. I just want to very quickly acknowledge the passing of Carmelo Natoli. He died a week or so, 10 days ago. And I was going to say something, and I thought, well, sometimes you do this, and most people don't know who you're talking about. But then I thought, I don't care. I think I owe it to myself, maybe. Carmelo Natoli owned the Legends Country Club. He owned Shooters 21 for a long time at Lake of the Ozarks. He owned, founded, and started Natoli Engineering. This is one of these guys who, as a young man, went to work at a tool and die. And I knew Carmelo, not real well, but well enough that I liked him. And as a young man, he went to work for a tool and die company, and the owner decided to retire and leave the business to his son. So Carmelo was out. So he buys, scrounges up enough money to buy a couple of old pieces of equipment, machines. I mean, this is truly the great American success story. And he starts knocking out parts and whatever tool and die people do. And when he passed away several days ago, Natoli Engineering, I will tell you that what they did, the biggest thing they did was they made, and think about this, they made the molds that make tablets and capsules for pharmaceutical companies. Do you have any idea how many pills and tablets there are in the world?
Man.
Well, those have to be put into some kind of little mold to make them a tablet or make them a capsule. Natoli Engineering, the largest manufacturer, the largest maker of molds for those tablets in the world. And this is a guy who goes from being unemployed. Oh, my goodness, what a success story. So to the family of Carmelo, I liked your dad a lot. I really did. And I, what little time I was around him, I really enjoyed being around him. Just one of those guys, just a great Italian personality that you couldn't, it was just hard to be around him and not like. A great smile, always friendly. And if I had time, I'd tell you how I actually met. How much time? How much do you have in commercials here, Peon? After
2 minutes.
2 minutes. I do have time. Make it quick. Many, many, many years ago, I'm at Shooters 21, Lake of the Ozarks, and I had lunch. And there were about six or eight of us, and I was buying lunch. And I used a charge card, and the waitress came over to the table and said, "Your card's been declined," in front of everybody. And I said, "Well, first of all, that's impossible." And I got up and I said, "Excuse me," and I went over with her and I said, "Run it again in front of me." And she did, and it was accepted. And I said, "Let me tell you something. Don't you ever, ever again, to me or anybody else, come over to a table in front of people's guests and tell them their card's declined. It's embarrassing." I said, "Who owns this place? Give me his name." So she gave me Carmelo Natoli's name, and I called him. And I just said, "Mr. Natoli," and I told him what happened to me, and I said, "I think you would agree maybe your wait staff should be told, you call a person away from the table to let them know the card's declined." And in this case, it was her mistake, and it wasn't declined. He said, "I couldn't agree with you more. Who are you? What's your name?" And I told him, and he didn't know me. He said, "Well, here's what I want to do." He said, "If you'll send me, tell me how to get a hold of you, send me an address, whatever." He said, "I will personally see to it. I want you to come back and bring the same number of people with you, and the next one's on me, and I am so sorry. I apologize." And I just thought, wow, okay, here's a guy who gets it, and it's true. You don't, in front of somebody's guests, tell them they're financial derelicts. And in fact, it wasn't the case. She ran the thing wrong. She didn't know how to work the machine or whatever the heck it was. But that's how I met Carmelo Natoli. And the way he handled that and the way he offered to make it right was just very impressive to me. Because a lot of people, in a lot of cases, the owner would never even take your call. You couldn't even get to the owner. You'd get to a manager or somebody. But I remember that he called me back himself. So rest in peace, Carmelo Natoli. American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage is 21, soon to be 21 years old. I don't know the exact month, but I'm sure we'll be told that it's time to celebrate 21 years of American Equity Mortgage. Here's what I do know. When you talk about loyalty, since the year they went in business and opened, they've been part of this show every week for almost 21 years.
Yes, I know.
That's the kind of loyalty that's hard to find. Here's the other thing I know. If anybody can get you approved for either the mortgage you need to buy the house you want or for the credit you need for bill consolidation or home equity loan, it's American Equity Mortgage. And they work fast. They'll bend over backwards to get you the best rate you can get depending on, you know, your credit. And they'll get it done quickly. What else do you need to know? Oh, I know what you need to know. You need the website and the phone number, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Don't go away. Bill Cleveland is on the way on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see how the highways look right now with Tim Weiland. Hello there, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. We've got some slow traffic around the area on eastbound 270. That traffic is backing up just a little bit east of, well, it's actually between 370 and Missouri Bottom, and that goes stop and go all the way through New Florissant. You're also jammed up from 141 through Mason on eastbound 64, westbound 64. Boy, what a nightmare going out there. You're slow from approaching Kings Highway. It's closer to Boyle through McCausland, from Lindbergh through Maryville Center. Little slow pocket from Clarkson to the Iceplex, and then from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. You have nothing but brake lights. Southbound 270 slowing. Just a little bit south of Olive now, down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, that right lane was stacked up from Lindbergh down to 270. Eastbound 44, you were slow from Mirage to 270. And if you go a little further west on 44, it was slow between Mirage and the Merritts, and Merritts. We're looking at westbound 70. And we've got stop-and-go traffic now. It's approaching 270 through the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Walgreens. Ever find yourself at the corner of Tis the Season and Tis the Season already? Let Walgreens help you get a head start on the holidays with great deals. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limmersdale. We're also brought to you by the Cleve Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. Now here's Bill Cleveland.
Oh, man, that's great.
Glad to get you in here, Bill.
Hi, everybody. Well, a guy's been arrested after he tried to rob an ATM and then somehow got stuck inside of it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's safe now. Bad news is, though, it wasn't his bank, so he was charged $2 to take himself out.
Oh.
And a study says that having somebody else clean your house can lower your stress. Yeah, unless, of course, you're Maria Shriver, but everybody else.
Oh, yeah, that's more stress.
Just a couple days now away from Thanksgiving. Yeah, if there's one thing Americans need, it's a day set aside for them to stuff themselves with food. I think we can...
What?
Fat Americans.
Oh, okay.
And finally.
Dan got a big kick out.
Hey, I'm in a rush.
Yeah.
Well, of course, later this week, people begin the Christmas shopping season with Black Friday. Then, as you know, we'll have Cyber Monday, followed by Identity Theft Tuesday. Yeah, looking forward to that. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by the Cleve Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland, a big 550 kid tourist.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye.
Coming up, one of the greatest cowboy jokes of all time. There are a few cowboy jokes. This is probably the best of the best. Don't go away.